This is the son of PCJ. Shortwave listening, to many the final frontier. These are the voyages of PCJ Radio's Media Network Plus. Its continuing mission to track down strange new signals and to seek out new stations and radio personalities and to boldly go where many men have gone before. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us. Today, well, I'm not going to do a rundown like we normally do, because if I did a rundown, well, that would be a whole show. Today's show is a real smorgasbord, a real mixed bag of things. And a lot of the material that we have on today's program is to talk about actually some upcoming special shows that we have, as well as some other surprises as well. So, like I said, this is really a smorgasbord. I wonder if I should turn Swedish, huh? What do you think? You're listening to Media Network Plus, the show that gives you stuff even if you don't want it. Somebody wrote us recently, they said, you know, when we begin with that theme, we should maybe do a special on Star Trek communicators. Anyway, we begin today's show with a look at some of the headlines from the world of media with our own Paulette Macquarie.
A journalist in Mali has been badly beaten by Islamists occupying the north of the country after he reported on the Islamists' failed plans to amputate a thief's hand. Malik Aliou reported on a demonstration by hundreds of protesters who came to the town square in Gao on Sunday to try to prevent the Islamists from carrying out the amputation. He is a local radio reporter and also contributes stories to the Voice of America. VOA's French to Africa service says Aliou has regained consciousness but is still in the hospital in Gao. Radio France International's sister TV station France 24 has recalled one of its reporters from Syria after threats to his life were published on social media. They described him as a Shia Muslim agent in the Syrian government's pay and said he should be prevented from working with rebels on pain of death. Chedi Chlela, who had to return to France after just 48 hours in Syria, has filed a case with Paris public prosecutors, backed by his employers, demanding an inquiry into death threats and incitement to murder. The threats, which were widely shared on social media, increased concern about the sectarian nature of some of the largely Sunni Muslim armed opponents to President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Assad and some of his closest allies are members of the minority Alawite sect, while the regime is allied to Shia-ruled Iran. The arrest of Taiwanese citizen Chung Ting Peng in China last month has led to an international campaign by his family, who fear for his safety. On June 26, the Chinese state-run news agency Xinhua announced on its website that Chung was arrested for sending equipment used for interrupting radio and television broadcasts and for inciting mainland residents to destroy broadcasting facilities. Dozens of journalists in Burma took to the streets to protest against the suspension of two publications. The Voice Weekly and The Envoy were suspended last week for failing to submit stories for pre-publication scrutiny, the country's chief censor told the AFP news agency, adding the temporary suspension may last for a fortnight. John Robertson Architects has secured a deal to refurbish the historic home of the BBC World Service. The practice will upgrade and restore Bush House on the Strand in central London. BBC World Service has been based at the building for 70 years, but will have fully vacated it before refurbishment work begins later this year. John Robertson will also refurbish neighboring buildings to create modern office space for Japanese building owner Kato Kagaku and Company. According to the firm, our challenge is to preserve what is good about the building and not destroy its wonderful heritage, while providing the client and future tenants with the best possible accommodation and facilities. Bloomberg's news website remains blocked by China's state censors a full month after it detailed the riches amassed by the family of Xi Jinping, the man who is expected to be the country's next president. Although periodic outages of foreign media websites in China are common, the month-long total blackout of Bloomberg is an unusually harsh response, highlighting the extent to which its coverage angered the government. For more information on these and other stories, visit the Kim Andrew Elliott blog. Just go to www.kimandrewelliott.com or to our own website, www.pcjmedia.com, and you'll find a link on our homepage. That's the news for this week. I'm Paulette McQuarrie.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. Heard around the world on the World Radio Network, on Sirius XM in North America, Sky Digital in the United Kingdom, and on partner stations in over 30 countries. I'm Keith Powell, and it's very nice to have you with us. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, today is really a mixed bag, a smorgasbord of stuff, talking about some listeners and some upcoming special programs that we have. Now, let's begin. Item one, as you may or may not know, PCJ Radio does have a Facebook page, and it's really about all the programs that we have here at PCJ, not just Media Network Plus, but also Happy Station, Jazz for the Asking, etc., etc. Now, I noticed that over the last few months, there's been a lot more media-related items that have been posted on the page. Now, of course, actually, that's great. That is really great, but I thought, you know, because not everybody listens to this show, and we should have a designated Facebook page for Media Network Plus. So that's exactly what we have now. So if you have any media stories or any ideas for the show or want to discuss many of the topics that we discuss here, join the Media Network Plus Facebook page, and that's it. Of course, you can continue posting them in both, but I want to sort of move everything over to one specific place for this show. And I should mention, by the way, there's so many listeners that send us ideas and suggestions that we talk about that, I mean, if we were to do every single suggestion, we wouldn't do one show a week. We would probably do seven shows. That's how much material we have. So sometimes putting this show together is a little bit tricky because I never know what to cut out. Now, there's two listeners, actually, that I want to single out here. They are Azuli Alam Al Amin, who posts some great stuff. He has a blog himself called Shortwave Radio. The URL is http://shortwave-radio.blogspot.com. Check it out. There's a lot of fascinating material there. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. We'll put it up on the Media Network Plus special page on Facebook. Also, I want to say a special hello and a special thank you to the material that has been given to us from Ratan Kumar Giri in India, also a fantastic blogger and does provide a lot of information. We now go to an email that we received from David Zanto in Janesville, Wisconsin, in the United States. He watched our video review of the DRM receiver, the DR111 from Newstar Electronics. Now you're saying to yourself, wait a second, you did a review on the radio show. How did he watch it? Well, if you go to our website, we also have a video that we do, which is on the homepage, pcjmedia.com. You can also check out all the other videos by clicking on radio reviews, and there's all kinds of other stuff there. Anyway, he saw the review, and he wrote me to say, wow, just watched your video on the DR111. That sounds pretty bad. We'll surely avoid this one. Thanks for the heads up. Well, David, I should mention, as well as to everybody else, that Victor will be joining us on the show next week, and we will be doing an updated review of the DR111. You're saying to yourself, well, wait a minute, you just did a review a few weeks ago. Why are you doing an updated one? Well, that's because Newstar Electronics, that makes the radio, came out with a new software for it. So I downloaded it this week, installed it in the radio, and will tell you what we found out next week. To my surprise, certain things have been fixed. Really. But to find out more, you have to tune in next week. David, by the way, also has a really interesting page that has information on a lot of shortwave radios and small radios and everything. And the URL for his page is http://n9ewo.angelfire.com. That's http://n9ewo.angelfire.com. He owns a Deegan DE1123 and a DE1125. And he says they both suffer from unusable shortwave reception. But he does have some other receivers that he does rave about and has some interesting information as well. So do check it out. And we'll put a link to that site, by the way, on the Media Network Plus Facebook page. Now, let's go to a group of people. Now, the reason why I say a group of people, because for the past year, we have been receiving emails from a number of you asking, what is the music that we use on the program? As you know, after the news and in between items, we play all kinds of like really kind of funky electronic music. Well, this is actually from a guy in the United Kingdom by the name of Pete Polonic. He was a guest on Happy Station, about over a year ago. And we're going to have him on this show again. Because what he does, he takes sounds from the shortwave dial and turns it into music. The CD that all the jingles that we use on this show are from, it's from a CD called Another Transmission from Mad Tone, released on Blossom Kitchen Records. Now, like I said, we will have him on the show, and we're going to be giving away, of course, a copy of it at the same time. Now, since we didn't have any jingle yet, how about we take a little sampling of that CD, Mad Tone, Another Transmission from... I think I just said it backwards. Well, you get the general idea. We're going to take a listen to Radio Is My Friend. Radio Is My Friend from the CD Mad Tone by Pete Polonic. And Pete will be joining us on an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus to talk about how and why he takes songs from the shortwave bands and turns it into music. Absolutely fascinating stuff. At the end of July and the beginning of August, I spent a week in Bali, Indonesia, Bali Island in Indonesia, in a place called Seminyak. Now, yes, I was on vacation, but guess what? You know, I'm one of these crazy people that even when I go on vacation, I have to do some type of work. So I spent a lot of time, almost every night, recording local radio stations. And pretty soon on an upcoming edition of the show, Paulette will be on the show and we're going to be talking about radio in Bali, on Bali Island. I have to admit, it is quite fascinating. Every night that I did tune in, strangely, I heard very little Indonesian music. It was mostly Western pop music. And I think probably because there's some 30,000 expats that live on Bali Island, so maybe that has something to do with it. So let's now take a little sampling of what you can hear on Bali Island in Indonesia.
Demikian pendengar, Ramadan di Perantauan edisi hari Rabu.
Atau 087-8611-57573 pada saat jam kerja. Para pelamar bersedia ditempatkan.
Ayah, bulan depan Bunda minta tambahan uang belanja ya.
Memangnya uang belanja yang Ayah berikan kurang?
Ya iyalah ya, harga kebutuhan sehari-hari kan naik semua. Belum lagi harga susu, diapers, dan kebutuhan Nanda dan Namta kan juga naik.
Selamat sore.
Selamat sore Bu Linda.
Datang dari mana nih Bu?
Ini baru datang dari Kleni Smart. Biasa belanja bulanan.
Memangnya harus di Kleni Smart ya Bu?
Harus dong Bu. Selain one.
Berpikir bijak dengan gaya hidup sehat. 98.9 Bali FM. Radio Pendidikan dan Kesehatan di Bali.
There we have it, a little sampling of what you can hear on radio on Bali Island in Indonesia. And we're going to be talking about that in an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus right here on PCJ Radio. This past week, I had a chance to interview Andy Sennett. Now, this was not a normal interview by any stretch of that word, normal. Initially, I thought to myself, well, we'll make it 30 minutes and then I can break it up and do the editing and we use it on the 30-minute edition of this program and the monthly 55-minute edition. Well, the interview went on for 1 hour and 17 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to cut out? Because we talked about so many fascinating things. Here's a little preview.
My grandfather had given my parents a radio for their wedding and when they got married. And this radio was supposed to receive long and medium wave, but due to a faulty wave chain switch, it could only receive long wave. And my mother was quite happy with that because in those days, BBC, the old light program was on long wave, so she listened to that all day. But I discovered there was another thing on long wave, and that was the Voice of America relay station in Munich. And I found that. And I found it very interesting because, you know, American voices. And of course, initially, I didn't know it was, you know, I thought I'd picked up America. And so that got me really interested. And indeed, I was around that sort of age, 9 or 10 years old, I guess.
So you discovered it from long wave listening. How did that go into shortwave? Or was that just the obvious next step and you decided to get a better radio and you're like, oh, what does this do? And you have all the countries, you know, Germany, Finland, Sweden, Australia.
Yes, exactly. I realized from listening to the VOA that they had other transmissions which I couldn't pick up. And I'd also, the other thing is, my grandfather had been very keen on radio himself and it was actually, you know, repaired radios for people. And I remember the first radio station I ever heard on shortwave in his shed in the bottom of the garden was Radio Canada International. So I knew there were all these things out there. So I, you know, kept persuading my father I wanted a a radio that could pick up shortwave. So I think we bought an old mains radio from somewhere, and that's how I got started.
Andy Sennett speaking to us this past week, and we'll have that full interview. Well, I shouldn't say full interview because we're not, well, the show's only 28 minutes, but we'll bring you parts of it over a few editions of the program. Now, let's get back to a couple of other listener comments. We've had a number of listener comments that have come in, not for this show, directly that is, but people have commented on the radio archive section of the PCJ website, because we have a lot of fascinating things there, including the final broadcast from Radio Berlin International, Radio Moscow, China Radio International, the Armed Forces Vietnam Network. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And a few weeks ago, we uploaded an edition of Pop Goes the Beatles. This is a radio show that the Beatles did earlier on in their career for BBC Radio, for the Light Entertainment. And a listener wrote us and said he enjoyed it very much and suggested that we do a special on this show about the radio show that the Beatles did. Well, guess what? We are working on that right now. Now, for those of you who didn't know that, let's take a little listen of what you would have heard if you were in the UK listening to the BBC Home Service.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
It's 5 o'clock. We're ready to pop. It's the Pop Go the Beatles spot. John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr. That's the Beatles. And this is Rodney Burke. All right, let's pop. And it's John and Paul with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You.
Short excerpt of Pop Goes the Beatles, a show that the Beatles did earlier on in their career for BBC Radio. As you may know, a few years ago, EMI Records issued many of those recordings, but not the full shows. And we're going to be focusing on that show on an upcoming edition of the program, and they're a lot of fun to listen to. They really are a lot of fun. You can tell the guys had a lot of fun doing them. You really can. You're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio. And if you'd like to find out more about what we do and listen to past editions, go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. And while you're at the website, you can get information not just about this program, but also the other programs that we have as well. So do check it out. Our email address is very simple. It's mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. Now, for the past 3 weeks, we didn't bring you any propagation. And that's because, well, we had some pre-recorded shows as we were on holiday. We all took a very lovely holiday. I think Paulette, I think she visited the vineyards of Ukraine. Does Ukraine have any vineyards? I know she went to Ukraine. Dan was, you know, bustling around Chicago, and myself, I was lying on a beach like a whale in Bali, Indonesia. Anyway, we now go to this week's propagation report. Here's our propagation editor, Dan Hensley.
Here's propagation for the week from August 11th to August 17th, 2012. The 10.7 centimeter flux starts out at 120 on August 11th, jumps up to 115 on August 12th and 13th, on August 14th, 105, August 15th, 100, August 16th and 17th, it drops down to 90. The A index is steady from August 11th to August 17th at 5. The KP index also from August 11th to August 17th, steady at 2. Sunspot 1532 is passing out of view this week, and we will see 6 new sunspots in view. Those sunspots are 1535, 37, 38, 40, 42, as well as one which is not yet assigned a number, just to the upper west in an almost northwest position on the solar disk. There is a 30% chance that Alaska will be affected by an incoming CME as a result of a polar geomagnetic storm, as the second auroras appear in that region of the globe, providing a nice possibility for good VHF and UHF propagation. A falling 10.7 centimeter flux with a steady mid-range high A index will mean challenging propagation conditions, but the KP index could help us out some. Back to you, Keith.
Well, thank you very much, Dan Hensley. Dan will be here next week for another look at propagation. Well, guess what? We are now out of time. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It was very laid back. Yes, very laid back indeed. I think it's because I still feel like I'm on holiday, even though I'm not. Anyway, next week, of course, we'll be back to our regular, more serious program, if I can put it that way. We're going to end today with some music from that CD, Madtone. Now, a station that we talked about not too long ago was a station that's called the Russian Buzzer Station. What is the Russian Buzzer Station? I can't even say the word. Buzzer Station, that's it. It's a station that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does nothing but bam, bam, bam. Well, that sounds more like a sheep, but that's what they do. Off this CD, Madtone, there's a track that Pete wrote called Calling Live on Channel. Calling Live on Channel. So we're going to end with that today. So on behalf of everyone that helped put this week's show together, this is Keith Perron wishing you well, hoping that we'll see you in 7 days' time for another edition of Media Network Plus. 73s to you all, and 88 to the ladies.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. Neither a plane can manage with one engine.
This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel. This is Olivia Radio. Call live on channel.
As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing. As I and I say, no bird can fly on one wing.